We are now at drop three, to accept responsibility for everything that you have to do to take yourself from one side of conflict to the other side, where we're no longer in conflict. It means taking responsibility, giving up the blame game.
So you've learned to pause, you've learned to see it, reflect and see how someone else is seeing it. And now this is a really important one, and it actually weaves through all the five drops, accepting responsibility.
You may have noticed that so far, I don't know if you picked it up, but you took great responsibility when you started to realize that you had to drop the flame and you had to do something. That was a big thing to do in conflict. Then you got into reflecting how it was for the other person. That was a big step. You took responsibility to do that. So in this next module, you're going to learn inside out how to take responsibility for everything. Don't say it's their responsibility, but it's our own responsibility to do whatever it takes to get to the other side of conflict.
And that means giving up the victim mentality, which is what holds us back. That's a really important one. So we're going to go through lots of examples how you do that.
I don't think we're going to tell them too much, though. I think we're going to go into the module and you're going to learn how to become a master of taking responsibility. And remember, it doesn't mean that you're at fault when you take responsibility.
No, I think that's a big misconception. So hold on, you're going to find out more about that.
Welcome back. How does it feel applying the five drop formula so far? To be prepared to pause when things start to get heated, that's drop one, drop the flame. And to be in the race to see who can get into reflection first, that was drop two, the one that we last did, drop the vein. I guess you could say that both of those are being responsible, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Drop three, how to accept responsibility. And the key point here is, without giving away your personal integrity, because in conflict situations, we don't want to be giving everything away, but we want to take responsibility. So we're going to talk about accepting responsibility without giving up your integrity. So let's get started, Vimala.
So drop three is called drop the blame, and it's all about giving up the blame game. However, you'll notice that in any conflict, the question naturally arises, who is to blame and who is responsible?
In our Success in the Grihastha Ashram workshops, we asked our participants to identify whose responsibility it is to make a relationship work. So it's a pretty interesting little exercise. First of all, we suggest that maybe it's 100% the man's responsibility because he is the natural leader. We hear from the philosophy that we follow. And then we say, or maybe it's the woman's responsibility fully, 100%, as the natural communicator. They're a lot better at it than men. And then naturally we suggest 50-50, 50% men and women. And most people are happy with that idea.
Yeah, 50. That sounds reasonable, doesn't it? 50%.
Yeah. Now, for a bit of a laugh, we say, actually, it's the men's responsibility, 100%. And the ladies go, yay. And then we reverse it. And we say it's the woman's responsibility, actually 100%. People get upset at that point, think, what are you on about? But basically, and they say, well, 50% is the same, 50% each is the same as both taking
100% each, right? That's what they think.
But we throw it back, no, it's not. Here's why, because when you accept 50%, you think, well, I've done that, and what about the other person? It's up to them. They need to accept more responsibility. That's the problem. It's them. And we get back into the blame game. When we accept 100% responsibility, both of us, then amazing things start to change. It sounds the same as 50-50, but it's not. So let's explain a little more.
So it's not about blaming each other, and it's not even about blaming yourself, because that doesn't help anyone. But what it is about is accepting personal responsibility, 100%, to do whatever it takes to get through to the other side of any conflict.
And when you do that, you're soon going to experience the massive difference it makes. Taking initiation, for example, is a great example of how to accept responsibility and how it has the power to transform everything in our life. Now, we all did that at a certain point. When we fully commit to the relationship with our guru and Krishna, amazing things start to happen. Completely new possibilities open up for us. We are willing and ready to change everything and anything in our lives. We change the food that we eat. We change our sleeping schedules, our different friends, our living style, whatever it took, we made that shift. So in a similar way, if we want great relationships, we have to be a 100% contributor, not 50% waiting for the other person, but 100% contribution. Do whatever it takes to make it work. Now, Vimala and I would like to share a very powerful document that we came across a few years back that encapsulates the importance and some of the benefits of what we're talking about when we're talking about accepting responsibility. It's entitled, I Am Responsible. Quote, perhaps the most important personal choice you can ever make is to accept complete responsibility for everything you are and everything you will ever be. This is the great turning point in life. The acceptance of personal responsibility is what separates the superior person from the average person. Personal responsibility is the preeminent trait of leadership and the wellspring of high performance in every person in every situation. The acceptance of complete responsibility for your life means that you refuse to make excuses or to blame others for anything in your life that you're not happy about. You refuse from this moment forward to criticize others for any reason. You refuse to complain about your situation or about what has happened in the past. You eliminate all of your if-onlys and what-ifs and focus instead on what you really want and where you are going.
From now on, no matter what happens, say to yourself, I am responsible. If you are not happy with any part of your life, say, I am responsible, and get busy changing it. If something goes wrong, accept responsibility and begin looking for a solution. If you are not happy with your current income, accept responsibility and begin doing those things that are necessary for you to increase it. If you are not happy with the amount of time you are spending, and we say on your spiritual practices, or with your family, accept responsibility for that as well and begin doing something about it. When you accept responsibility, you feel personally powerful. The acceptance of responsibility gives you a tremendous sense of control over yourself and your life. The more responsibility you accept, the more confidence and energy you have. The more responsibility you accept, the more capable and competent you feel. The acceptance of responsibility is the foundation of high self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride, i.e. not false pride. The acceptance of personal responsibility lies at the core of the personality of every outstanding man or woman.
Continuing on the other hand, when you make excuses, when you blame other people, complain or criticize, you give your power away. You weaken yourself and your resolve. You turn over control of your emotions to the people and situations you are blaming or complaining about. You do not escape responsibility by attempting to pass it off to other people. You are still responsible, but you give up a sense of control over your life. You begin to feel like a victim and see yourself as a victim. You become passive and resigned rather than powerful and proactive. Instead of feeling on top of your world, you feel as if your world was on top of you. This way of thinking leads you up a blind alley from which there is no escape. It is a dead-end road in which you should refuse to travel.
Phew, that says it all, doesn't it?
It does. Now, again, we may feel overwhelmed, but how can I accept all this responsibility? Again, we look to the example of when we became devotees. We actually made a commitment to become a Mahatma. Mm-hmm. Now, that is an amazing commitment to make. And This is the wonderful thing about relationships. It's a training ground for developing good qualities. If we're supposed to become Mahatmas or great souls, then it's going to manifest, or it has to manifest, in our dealings with other people. Otherwise, we're just kidding ourselves on.
Yeah.
So lots of responsibility. Let's see if we can understand a bit more about accepting responsibility.
Now we're going to talk about the worst part of blame. Now, when we avoid responsibility, we naturally turn to blaming others. And the worst part of blaming others is that, first of all, it feels like other people or circumstances or events have power over you. So many of us seek to avoid the pain of problems by saying to ourselves, well, this problem was caused by other people. It's my wife, my husband, it's ISKCON, that's a good one, or my job, or any other circumstance beyond my control. And therefore, it's up to someone else, other people, society, to solve this problem for me.
The most destructive consequence from blaming is it leaves you thinking, feeling, and acting like a victim. And the result is that you give up your power. Sometimes we even sink into the fatalistic mentality, oh well, I just have this really bad relationship. It's the material world, Prabhu. What can you do? Well, actually, you can do a lot. You can accept responsibility for your part in the relationship. When you think about it, in every aspect of life, if you don't accept responsibility, you remain helpless. We must always remember that we are part of an equation. Relationship means equation. We need to take responsibility for our contribution to the conflict. Instead of blaming, an empowering attitude would be, so what can I do to make things better?
Yes, recently I read this powerful story online. It was about a man whose marriage had totally crumbled and crashed. So the example is in a materialistic context, but the principle is very sound. So this man, he began to ask himself this question. Okay, I can't get any worse. What can I do, maybe just one thing today, to make my relationship a bit better? So each day he committed to doing just one thing. Sometimes it was just a little loving note he left to his wife. Sometimes he even just cleaned the shower or repaired something around the house. And sometimes he would take the kids out to give his wife some extra time to herself. He describes, which is interesting, that at first his wife was actually very suspicious and sarcastic, but gradually, that over time, she began to see his sincerity and her attitude began to change. The changes he made were actually all small things on their own, but he described that slowly, slowly, he and his wife began to communicate again. Trust began to grow, and he actually saved his marriage. What is key here is that he took responsibility for his side of the relationship without any expectation of return.
If, however, we remain in the victim mentality, things happen. We feel powerless. We can't change things. We feel trapped, and I'm sure you can feel that at different times when we're in conflict. Our energy is depleted. And ultimately, it often seems that the only way to make it better is to leave the relationship. And that is not a great idea.
No. I was once attempting to counsel a young wife who was having lots of conflict in her relationship. What I noticed is she could not shift her focus at all from blaming her husband for everything that was going wrong in their relationship. She was convinced that she had no contribution towards the conflict. I could not help her. I don't think anyone could help her. The energy was so draining, both for her and for me. Predictably, the relationship crumbled, and she remains consumed with bitterness and resentment to this day. My conclusion from this experience was that it is really easy and convenient to blame others, but it's so much harder to look inside, to look at oneself. I also remember the feeling of being totally stuck. Me, I was stuck by trying to help her, and she was stuck by being stuck in what we call the blame game. So let's take a quick look at how the three modes of material nature compete to assert their influence on us as we struggle to accept responsibility and to come to grips with the upset that's unfolding. Firstly, in the mode of ignorance, you see yourself as the victim and you retaliate by blaming others. Actually, we actually start doing this as little kids. I'm a teacher. I hear it every day at school. It's as if blaming someone else will relieve us from responsibility and anxiety. I once spoke to an experienced couples counselor who said that she sees many couples who are trapped in what she called a storm of contempt. When she asks the simple question of why you're both here, if not managed correctly, the session can become one big loud conversation of he said, she said.
No one accepts responsibility and we see the other person as being at fault. Relationship becomes a constant struggle for survival in the mode of ignorance and all levels, and no one experiences any happiness in the beginning or in the end.
Now we'll go to the mode of passion. It's all about me. Me, my feelings, my perception, my desire, me, me, me. Remember this guy from Drop 2? When it's all about me, it means I'm blaming you for what I feel, and I am thus dependent on you doing something different to make me feel better. If we step back and reflect on this just for a minute, we can see how we are giving somebody else complete power over our well-being.
When we have an egocentric mindset, it looks like everything should work out so long as they see it my way. But there's a constant struggle to dominate or to avoid being dominated by the other person. And it appears like gaining some personal advantage in the beginning, but it always ends in distress for both parties.
Wow, now we have the mode of goodness. This is where we learn to deal with reality. There are two people here in this relationship, and we accept personal responsibility, and we can ask ourselves, what can I do to improve this situation?
Now, we all know that the only person we can really ever change is ourselves, although we spend most of our lives trying to change everyone else and everything else. But we all know how hard it is to do that. In the mode of goodness, we don't waste our time attempting to force change on others. And in module 5, later on, we're going to show you how you can actually inspire others to change just by the way you focus your energy. But that's in module 5.
Now, this doesn't mean you're accepting that you are at fault or you are to blame. Because in the bigger scheme of things, who's at fault in a particular instance isn't always so important. But it does mean that you take personal responsibility for your part in what is happening. And as a first step forward, you stop blaming the other person.
We've already learned from Drop 2 that the other person has reasonable concerns and emotions and holds a valid point of view. Now applying Drop 3, you're ready to move beyond the blame game. And you're ready to accept responsibility to do whatever it takes to get back on track. Now remember, it's not 50-50. You have to take personal responsibility. You're going to hear me say this so many times throughout this training because it's so important. Don't worry about the other person. You just focus on you taking 100% responsibility to do whatever it takes. And you've already got, you're going to take responsibility to pause when things are getting too overheated. You're going to take responsibility to try and see how it is for the other person. And you're going to be actively working to take responsibility. That's going to make the big difference.
And when both people make this commitment, we actually see miracles start popping up everywhere. Now, to regain your power, to reverse the consequences of a blaming environment, look at your contribution to the situation. And to do this, you have to own the part you play. You can't be in a situation and not contribute something to it. Maybe by your words, your actions, maybe even by your lack of words or actions, or just by your attitude.
When you take the courageous step of recognizing and owning the part you play, then you have the power to change the situation.
Now, here's the three steps you might like to follow that will help you discover your own contribution. First, don't forget that the only person you can change is yourself. Successful people know this, and it is actually a spiritual principle. Secondly, anytime someone is pointing a finger at you, ask yourself, what kernel of truth is there in this? Now, be brutally honest with yourself, because there is always at least a tiny piece of it that's true about you.
Or maybe lots.
Or maybe lots even. I know that's a hard one to swallow, but it is liberating and empowering to own your own stuff. And third, last of all, if you don't know what you're contributing, there's an easy way. Ask what you are doing, saying, failing to do or say even, or the way you are doing or saying it. It might possibly be by impacting the other person in a negative way. By following these three steps, it will help you get in touch with the other person's experience, which, as we learned from drop number two, is key to unlocking every conflict.
When we begin to work from the vantage point that we are both on the same side, that we are both in our own unique and individual way trying to work to the other side of an issue, then things start to shift. Problems start to melt away. It's not a battle. The mindset that we're working towards the same goal helps to build trust, and that's what relationships are built on. With confidence, first of all, we must assume that the other person is not out to get us. Now, that often is the case, isn't it? And you think, oh, she's out to get me, or he's trying to do this to me. But this is the person that you're living with, you're married, you're in deep relationship with, so they're not out to get us. Consider that you might have misunderstood the other person or mistaken their good intention.
It takes humility to see that, to see the other side. And this is actually a spiritual quality that we are all encouraged to cultivate. A very important aspect is that we must learn to assume the other person's best intentions towards us. If we really doubt our spouse's best intentions, then we really need to work on building up our trust. And we're going to show you how to do that in Module 5, which is pouring on the energy.
If you want things to change for the better, accept responsibility and look how you can change your own way of being and what you are doing.
Some reflections here. I think that having trust and confidence in each other's intentions is really a key point here. Now, that idea of sometimes that we're thinking our partner is out to get us, when you think about this mentality, this means you're actually thinking the worst about the other person to start with. And this unconsciously means that you're also being unkind to yourself by projecting their bad intention. Example, he thinks I'm stupid, she thinks I'm cold, etc. So when you think these thoughts, it means that you possibly see these faults in yourself. And what is important to remember is you are giving it a meaning anyhow, so you might as well give it a more empowering or kind meaning. At school, I have five-year-olds come up to me with, so-and-so said I'm a baby. Really, I ask, so are you a baby? No, they say emphatically. Then next time they say it, you just laugh at them, I tell them. This takes a few seconds to land, but they do get it. So I often remind myself in these situations when I begin to make up stories in my head, be kind to him and be kind to yourself.
Strange as it may seem, time and again, we see that the issue at hand is not the real issue that stops us from developing happy Krishna conscious relationships. Rather, our biggest challenge is learning how to deal with each other in the mood of cooperation. Regardless of whatever problem we are confronted by, on every occasion it's how we deal with each other that provides the solution.
When anyone would write to Srila Prabhupada complaining about God brothers or God sisters, Srila Prabhupada would always encourage the complainer, You be the example. You be the good example. He would always throw the responsibility back onto the complainer. In one letter to Gurusundar in 72, he wrote, "If there is some incident and I claim that no one is cooperating with me or no one will work with me, that is my defect, not theirs. The Vaishnava devotee must think like this. We should not find fault with others and criticize and go away. That is not the Vaishnava way. Better we should always be willing to offer all respect to others and consider them as our superior always."
Cultivating these genuine Vaishnava qualities of humility, it nourishes all facets of our spiritual and practical relationships and is perhaps our greatest responsibility. I once read this statement in a Christian book. The course of a conflict is not determined by the person who initiates it, but by the person who responds. I thought this was a very powerful statement. We may feel it's okay to strike back verbally when someone has said something that riles us. You may even feel justified in getting upset, but the person you are in conflict with never holds the power to decide whether a fight actually occurs. That power rests with you. How I respond is what's going to create the next action.
Just like it also says in the Bible, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So here again, we have responsibility, how we respond, the choice that we have to respond. And that's what Srila Prabhupada meant when he urged us to be the good example.
So here we are at the end of drop three. Can you see how our first three drops combine together to help put things into perspective?
First, we have accepting responsibility actually starts way back at drop one, drop the flame, when we first become conscious that something is going wrong. Right from drop one, we accept responsibility to drop the flame, to calm down and to be conscious of what's happening. And then, as soon as possible, we race to get into reflection, and that's drop the vein, drop two. We practice being open, and we become responsible, drop three, to understand how it is for the other person.
And in today's module, drop three, drop the blame, we've clearly established that accepting 100% responsibility for absolutely everything in our life is the best and only way forward towards lasting and extraordinary relationships. Remember, accepting responsibility means doing whatever it takes. And doing whatever it takes is going to be different every time, slightly or greatly different. So you're going to be looking to see what it is. As soon as you accept the responsibility, you're ready to do whatever it needs to be done to get you both back on track. Now, this is it's exciting. And you can get really inspired that I'm actually responsible. What do I have to do here? Do I have to be more calm? Okay, I'm going to get there. Or do I need to get more into reflection? Do I just need to, so.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, yeah. So with those three drops in place, we're now ready for the next module, drop four, drop the pain.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a quick look at this week's homework. It will help get you set up and ready for module four.
Now, before we get into the homework, I can't overemphasize the importance of you doing the homework to make this formula work for you. Now, doing your homework is the guaranteed best way to get everything you want out of this training. When all the valuable lessons you've learned in each module are put into practice as soon as possible, these training videos become much, much more than intellectual entertainment. Isn't it? Sometimes we sit down and we think, oh, great, that was nice.
Good stuff.
And it goes in one ear and out the other. There's statistics that show that huge, massive amounts, maybe 90% or more, is lost in a few days. So I know you're committed to taking your relationship to the next level, but that's only going to happen when you work out on the homework for each module. Remember, each module builds on the previous one. For example, unless you've already started practicing how to drop the flame, drop one, you won't be ready or able to get into reflection, drop two, and consequently till you're able to reflect on how these issues are impacting the other person, you won't really appreciate the importance of accepting 100% responsibility to do whatever it takes to work to the other side. And that was today's drop. So do yourself a favor, get into action with the homework. You'll have lots of fun doing it, and you'll be amazed at how quickly you start to get results. Mm. Use it or lose it.
Yeah.
This week, we're going to combine the first three drops in our homework. That's pause, reflect, and accept responsibility. Our main focus on this homework is to practice accepting responsibility for everything in your life. Your first homework is to read the I Am Responsible sheet at least 5 times this week. You can do it a lot more, that's absolutely fine, but at least 5 times to really absorb the information that's in there, and it will be really helpful. The second assignment is to practice holding the new mindset of accepting responsibility. It's a big shift. So you're really going to practice that. I want you to write down 3 instances where you managed to accept responsibility, and I want you to reflect upon the difference it made. So that's the key thing there. Write them down. Make a short note, journal them, and reflect on the difference that it actually made.
Yeah, this practice will help you to regain your power, and it will propel you forward to gain greater control of your life. Now, you might find that you've used pause, calm as strength, or you might find that you got into reflection. How was it for the other person? Or you may have shown some other way of accepting responsibility that inspired you. Whatever it was, write it down and let us hear it. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, share it on the members area and tell us how it shifted something in your life. Now that the homework is in the bag, the great news is that we're going to be in the next module showing you how to, we're actually going to reveal a secret of how to leave all your stuff behind and show you a painless method that'll get you off to a completely fresh start in your relationship.
In the next module, we'll show you how to reset your relationship back to that loving place. We assume that you're on this training because you would dearly like to get back to that loving place. But you might be stuck. You might be hanging on to some relationship junk that you've been sweeping under the rug that makes it seem impossible to move forward.
We're looking forward to showing you how to get that relationship back on track, no matter how long it's been since you've been there or how difficult you think it might be. So till next module, have fun with the homework, get into practicing, and don't forget to share some of your experiences with us. So Hare Krishna, we're going to see you soon.
Hare Krishna, see you there.